Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The real life mayor of Salem, Massachusetts, is telling people don't come here this Halloween. People go there in droves for Halloween. Yeah. They did it every year. And he says this isn't a great place to do it this year. Don't do it. Besides, the Salem witches weren't even real.
No.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about that one myself. What urban legend or debunked theory fascinates you? Oh, it's a good question. Here it is. 1-800-252-1025 or text 90627. Paul, you're not easily fooled. What do you got for you? What is the urban legend or debunked theory that fascinates you?
I'm pretty fascinated with Bigfoot, and particularly here in the Northwest, how many people believe that Bigfoot is real?
I know, it's crazy. Now, we have a couple callers that kind of sound similar to me, so I'm not sure. Doesn't Richard insist he is a Bigfoot or with a Bigfoot?
Yes.
That he's dating a Bigfoot
or something? I think
so. Like, I mean, there are a lot of people around here who are super into it, and like they go out on Bigfoot hunts, and they you know, watch for Bigfoot in the woods, and they never find anything, of course, but they
smell the cabbage.
They really believe it, yeah.
They taste the cabbage. All right, I'll go with one, that there was more than one shooter for JFK. I didn't believe it then. I don't believe it now. There was a big Warren Commission yet, much like Bigfoot. Matter of fact, some people think Bigfoot shot Kennedy. I disagree with that one. But the thing is that I say there was one shooter. It was Lee Harvey Oswald. And anybody that thinks it's not true, well, you're wrong. I'm right. I'm right most of the time. 1-800-252-1025. What urban legend or debunked theory fascinates you? Or text 90627.
I am fascinated by flat earthers.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know, so do you think when you get to the end of the earth, do you fall off into outer space?
Yeah, I think that's what they believe.
Wouldn't someone have already done that by now? Wouldn't we know
about
it?
How would you know? They're not making phone calls from there.
Or is it almost like the size of a bike tire? Like you kind of just roll right around and next thing you know, you're upside down and then the earth keeps going in the opposite direction.
Let me ask you something about flat earthers. Either one or both of you. Do you believe they're real, or do you just think they want to say it?
No, there are a lot of people out there who really believe that the earth is flat, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'd like to believe that they're making it up, to be honest with you.
There's just so much stuff. Just right now, the mask wearing, it'll give me a disease. This is a fanademic or whatever they said. People believe a lot of different stuff. So the question is, what urban legend or debunked theories fascinates you? 1-800-252-1025 or text 90627.
Morning, Jay, just Jay in Olympia.
Good morning. I'd have to say that it's got to be alien abductions, and they aren't a bunch of proctologists.
So what you're saying is that is debunked. You do not believe that.
That is correct.
All right, then, because now that's a real thing. There's a couple of guys doing ancient aliens TV shows.
Yeah.
That when you sit and you watch two guys, you go, oh, yeah, that's got to be true. Look at that Aztec dude. He's definitely an astronaut. It's really weird, but I agree with you, sir. I think that's odd.
Yeah, there certainly seems to be a difference in believing that aliens may have landed here and the fact that they just hover around and just kidnap people all the time and then put them back in their house.
I absolutely believe you could make an argument. I don't know that I believe you, but you could make a good argument. We were talking about earlier, the Nazca lines, which are thousands of years old in some places, and you can only see them from space. Who did they make those for?
You can see them from the sky, by the way. It's not space.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yes. I meant the sky from above.
Yeah.
Aliens never seem to abduct intelligent people either.
No, right? If you notice that.
Like they're always in the trailer
rude,
park.
People that have been abducted usually sound a little like this.
Yeah.
Paul's giving me evil eye for that comment. I'm sorry.
Nothing
for those
wrong with
of you
a trailer park.
Who live in a but it's always somebody who lives in the middle of nowhere and talks like Danny just said.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, in his trailer.
Like, Danny, have you been abducted by an alien?
I have not been abducted by an alien. I married one.
Richard in Lake City, what's an urban legend or debunked theory that fascinates you?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
The what about Jimmy Hoffa buried under Giant Stadium? They took all these X-rays and everything.
There is a famous speech was recorded on, I guess, film back then. And somebody said, they're right at the bottom of that stadium you were talking about. And somebody said with a straight face, And Jimmy Corner is Jimmy Hoffa is the cornerstone of this community, and he's standing right in front of a cornerstone. Like people all went, "Oh, it's code. He's buried it."
Yeah, right there.
Drama in Renton. What's an urban legend or debunked theory that fascinates you?
Good morning, my beautiful friend.
Good morning, sir. We're all good. What's up, buddy?
Two things real quick. I went to the movies last night because you guys were talking about it. It was not bad. I had pretty much a theater to myself. It was awesome.
Nice.
That's right, cool. On, man.
And Paul, this is for you. I am now an amateur butcher because I had to debone or bone out the deer I got this weekend for hunting season. It was awesome.
Oh, nice, man. Congrats.
Congrats, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. So, the, not the urban legend, but the debunked theory is gun control works.
Yeah. You know, I was staying up just last night thinking about that drama. I was thinking about that, and then I thought about, oh, you can't make me wear a mask. I thought about that. And then I thought about my Second Amendment rights. I thought all of that. And then, of course, I thought of you in a thong when I went to bed.
Whoa. Took an unexpected
that
turn.
Happened.
That's my boy.
Farmer Ted in Seattle. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
We're good, all good, man. Buddy. How you doing?
I've been great. Just, you know, doing the school stuff remote from home.
Right on. So tell us about the urban legend or debunked theory that fascinates you.
Well, Danny actually has debunked this theory. And the original Chris, Jeremy Gelbach, grew up to be Axl Rose.
Yep. That's a real thing, man. That was published in a couple of places.
And that's not true?
No, it is not true.
Oh, bar.
It's the kid from Facts of Life.
How does Farmer Ted coach football from home, like over the internet, I wonder?
Ready? Watch. Here we go. Good one, Johnny.
The kids are taking phys ed and
my daughter has PE that she has to do, but it's like she watches a YouTube video. I wonder if that's the same.
My nieces are not doing the same thing. They play lacrosse and they are on live with the other kids and they're doing drills and they're backyard doing physical stuff with the coach yelling at them.
Crazy.
You know, I want to say this one, but I'm sure it's already on the line, but since you didn't call earlier, DB Cooper.
Yeah. Jeremiah in Seattle. Sorry, buddy. Danny just took your answer.
Sorry, man. I cannot see the phone screens from where I am or I wouldn't have done it to you, bro. What do you think?
We don't have him on the line. Now we do.
Do we just make that up?
No, now he just wasn't there yet. Hi, Jeremiah.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning, sweetheart. Oh, it's you. What's up, man?
Well, you know, I mean, it's still the fascinating story, how it went down and everything. And, it's still intriguing.
Well, it's a fascinating story, but in my point of view, there's an ending to it. In a lot of and before I even got here, I didn't know there was an ending. I thought he jumped out of a plane, which is bad to the bone. Jump out of a jumbo jet or wherever he was in. Bad to the bone. He landed safely. Actually seeded a little money in the woods so that you'd think you discovered it. I used to think all that until they did this whole thing. It was a guy that works at Boeing. It's 100%, in my opinion, a guy that worked at Boeing. And I don't know if you wanted why he was so mad at them, but I think a guy... who even signed out DB when he left his office that day. I think it's an ending to the story. He jumped and died.
Lisa's in North Seattle. What urban legend or debunked theory fascinates you?
I just wanted to make a comment on the alien abductions.
Yeah.
You know, you said that they're abducting the lesser intelligent people.
Yeah,
we said that. That's a nice one.
They might be trying to improve our species.
They're trying to make them smarter.
That is not a bad call. I thought you were going to yell at us and say, how dare you?
I do too.
That was a good call.
Oh, Lisa, you're amazing. Gene, formerly of Tennessee, what urban legend or debunked theory fascinates you?
Well, first thing, Danny, I talk like this because it's where I'm from. And my mama lives in a trailer park.
Yeah, right.
Have you been abducted by aliens?
No. What I was calling about is back down south, I don't know if it's out here, I was always told the urban legend, if you're driving down the road at night and a car comes towards you with its lights off, if you flash them with yours to let them know that they will turn around and try to chase you down and kill you.
Well, I guess I'm even with the callers because I had that one.
I heard that was
a real thing. Remember that? Like people were afraid to flash their lights, which is the nice thing to do to tell people to turn your lights on. I don't believe it was ever true. I don't know how things that were never true get started, but I don't believe that was ever true.
I flashed somebody just this morning, not because their lights were out, but because there were a bunch of deer on the road and I wanted them to know.
So did Jeffrey Toobin. He just started flashing.
Yeah, he did.
James and Bothell, what urban legend or debunked theory fascinates you?
Good morning, all.
Morning.
Yeah, hey, Danny, I just have to tell you, there are no giant butts on the backside of Mount Rushmore.
There's not?
There's not?
No.
What were those guys doing with all that extra granite?
That's the theory, that from the U.S. side, you see the faces of the president, but if you're up in Canada, you see butts.
So funny.
Richard in Tukwila says the coin. What's that word? Coin shortage.
There is also a corn shortage, though. So
this is true.
Could be.
That's what fascinates him. Burr in Port Orchard that the landing on the moon was fake. And Ted in Everett says the debunked theory that fascinates him, Oak Island.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing, you know what, there's nothing there yet. It's been on television for 6 years or something like that. And those guys, for just being a couple of brothers that thought it was interesting and went there to dig, are relatively good television stars.
Yeah.
And normally that doesn't happen.
They're so good at making it look like the very next episode they're going to find the treasure.
Well, there's stuff there. I just don't know that's a hidden treasure. They're going down a shaft. They're going down a shaft. They've been doing it forever. 100 other people have tried it, but the shaft has self-defense mechanisms that will kill you, and has killed, I think, 2 people.
Crazy.
So it's really interesting, but I don't think there's anything there. We'd have found it.
Hey, coming up next, we will take a look at the news. There's a lot going on this morning and some great stuff to make you laugh as well. We know you don't want to miss any of it. So obviously you can listen in your car, but you can also listen on your phone. The iHeartRadio app is free. Listen online at KZOK.com, or if you're hanging out at home, we can be there right there with you. Tell Alexa, play 102.5 KZOK and iHeartRadio.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by the Union Gospel Mission. Well, guess what's happening on Friday?
The beginning of the weekend.
That is correct, but not the answer I was going for. It's Blue Friday, also not the answer I was going for.
Oh, I know what that means, though.
It's going to be in the 30s.
I know what that means.
That's cold.
I actually own, and I mentioned this to you guys, but I just want you to know I was not bluffing or anything. I own electric clothes. I get so cold.
You're going to need them, man.
You're going to need them this weekend when the high is 48 and the low is 33.
Boom.
What?
What?
So the good news.
What happened to 70?
Yeah, what happened to 70? Seriously.
The good news for some in hearing that is snow. Snow will be following, and already skiing.
That's good news for somebody? Oh.
Oh, yeah. Skiers and snowboarders.
I did this whole thing about who goes up in the snow on purpose, and it's all terrible, and it's for crazy people. And then we played a commercial at the end, and brought to you by the ski resort, and I felt like such a jerk. So if you want to ski, you guys have at it.
People do want to ski, and things are going to look different at Stevens Pass. A couple of different ski resorts around the country are going to be doing this, but specifically here in Washington, Stevens Pass, you, in order to hit the slopes, will need a reservation. You also need to have a pass.
I have a reservation about getting in cold weather.
Yeah, you need a reservation to get on the mountain.
Thank you.
Lift tickets will be restricted, and a specific amount of people will be allowed on the slopes depending on the weather, because if every trail is open, they'll allow more people. If only 3 trails are open, they'll allow fewer people, but you will need a reservation.
If you ski like me, and there's every possibility you're going to crash into another skier, do you have to wear a mask?
I don't think you have to wear a mask, but... I would imagine most people are kind of already wearing a mask anyway because it's so
skiing?
Cold. Yeah, a lot of people wear helmets now.
Because I was driving past Green Lake the other day, and I was shocked how many people, and there were so many people out there to begin with. It was such a big deal that tons of people were not wearing a mask. I'm assuming because they were outdoors, yet they didn't even think about it. They were in a crowd.
Yeah, I mean, you are encouraged to wear a mask, but it's not a law.
While skiing, what has happened to the world?
Pierce County officials, in an effort to help restaurants stay in business and retain jobs, are going to be offering incentives for customers to dine inside restaurants next month. They have announced a 2-week restaurant rally. It's scheduled for November 8th through the 19th, excluding weekends. Restaurants will offer a 30% discount to customers who dine inside.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
And they said what they're trying to do is get people to go to restaurants, and they will reimburse the business. They said if they see a continued uptick in COVID cases, that's clearly not a safe thing to do.
Yeah, if there's a 30% increase in cases to go along with it.
So they said if it's too risky to dine indoors, they will convert their program to incentivize takeout orders.
Now, there are a couple of restaurants that I've seen pop up here. What's the name of that one near us, Sarah? It's the... it's that Maximilian guy.
Eden Hill?
Eden Hill, yeah. He opened up kind of a lunch place right down the street, and they blocked off the street, and anywhere you get sandwich or anything from. You can all dine in the middle of the street, which I think is cool. They should do that for bars. Oh, I'm a genius. They should call it drinking in the streets. And they should lock off some place where people can bring you booze, because you can drink all day in your house. It's not the same thing. It's not the same as having a drink and then talking to the guy or gal next to you.
Yeah, so many places have been surviving off patio dining and outdoor dining, but now the weather's starting to turn to what it does, and they won't be able to do that anymore.
Ethan Stoll is he's a famous restaurateur here in Seattle. He owns a couple restaurants. One in my neighborhood, I think it's called How to Cook a Wolf. I think that is his.
Yeah, he's got some great restaurants.
Yeah, he's got. But he was the first guy I noticed to go get like party tents, individual size party tents, and open them up by themselves, stand alone on his property. And all you had to do was bring your mask and take it up and down when the server was there. And it was a real restaurant experience. But now with this weather, I think that's over.
Yeah, so Bad Jimmy's, the brewery in Ballard, is also doing that. I've seen a couple different places with those pods. But the problem is certainly there's been a shortage of heat lamps for restaurants. Like I said, this weekend, it's going to be in the 30s.
Yeah,
so
crazy.
I don't know how many people are going to want to sit outside in a pod just to get a good meal or a delicious beer.
I will. I absolutely will. I have electric clothes. I will get there with my electric clothes and I will sit there, and a waiter or waiter will bring me my stuff and say, thank you, mister, or whatever they're going to say to get a good tip. That's the experience, and I want it back.
Well, if you do it in Pierce County, apparently you can save 30%.
There you go.
Good to know.
Well, these numbers are surprising. The Transportation Security Administration yesterday announced more people flew in the United States over the weekend of October 16th to 18th than at any point during our pandemic.
Right.
They said the TSA screened 1 million passengers for the first time since March. So people are back to flying.
Would you consider that back to flying? That number is far below the norm.
Sure. It is far below the norm, but it's an indication that people are resuming travel.
Right, but I don't want to be the punk sitting here in this room that goes and hears, well, it's back to flying. And I don't think it is. I think some people who have a different relationship than I do with my wife are ready to go, bring your mask, and go get on an airplane.
I hope they have a different relationship with your wife.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that different.
Well, we've got a really strange one in the news. Deputies took a naked ranch-covered teen into custody.
Ranch-covered?
Ranch dressing.
Oh, that's an important difference.
He was covered in ranch dressing and completely naked. The teenager had broken into a business and took off all his clothes. For some reason, covered himself in head to toe with ranch dressing. And then the cops showed up. He tried to flee. He crashed this vehicle that he had, they're not even sure if it was his at this point, and later on was taken to the hospital, then released to his parents. No word on why he was covered in ranch dressing.
I'm not even positive he was naked.
Because it was ranch dressing?
Yeah, you're covered in ranch dressing. You're covered in something. I can't see the other stuff.
I will say ranch dressing is one of the greatest inventions of all time.
Yeah, but you don't...
Who says that? Girls say that.
You don't bathe in it, though.
Well.
Do you now?
I might. Well, after almost 8 months of remote work, companies in the Seattle area are beginning to unfold the blueprint of how and when employees will go back to the physical office. Microsoft announced it will give employees the option to work from home permanently.
Really?
They're going to shift to a hybrid workplace. However, there are some caveats. So say you live in Redmond, where Microsoft is based, and you say, okay, I can work permanently from home. Well, I'm going to move to Duluth because, man, I can buy a house for $80,000.
Cost of living so much cheaper.
Your pay would move. So you would...
They'd adjust?
Yes. So you are not going to... You're not going to make Seattle money and then move to Duluth.
Why do they care?
Why do they care?
That just seems petty.
Well, petty.
Because you are paid accordingly, just like how there's a minimum wage that's different in Duluth than there is in Seattle.
But you should be paid according to your skills and what you do for the company, unless you're talking about me, that I should be paid way more than my skills.
But Microsoft Duluth would hire you at X amount of dollars. Microsoft Seattle hires you at a higher rate because it's a big city with a cost of living.
But you're still working for me.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Microsoft Seattle.
Doesn't sound fair, but it doesn't sound fair to Microsoft.
What are you putting up some a fight, Paul? You moving?
No, I'm quitting Microsoft is what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing.
So we know that Starbucks just announced the same thing. A lot of companies have said
they're going to pay you Duluth money?
extending its work from home policy.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to do it. I'm sure. I think about it all the time, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it.
How do you make coffee from home?
Oh, it's easy for me. It's right there.
Wait, no,
so
but
people
I'm
who
serious.
Work in the headquarters in Soto.
Oh, okay. So it's not the baristas.
No, Paul, it's not the baristas.
The baristas are not running off to Duluth, Paul.
So Microsoft, one of many, many companies who are extending the work from home, especially when we hear that if we do get a vaccine within the next few months, it's certainly not like magically everyone gets a vaccine in the mail. So they are preparing for this to go on for at least another 6-8 months.
So if I decide to broadcast from Duluth, iHeart is going to just say, well, then you get Duluth money.
No, Microsoft is, though.
That's crazy. Well,
wait, why does Microsoft have any say in this?
Yeah. Why does anybody have anybody but, I don't know, some of the bosses? Yeah.
A lot of companies are going to be following suit because you can't just pick up and move to wherever you want and stay with the same pay.
It's a good move for everybody. If you're willing to go live and buy a house in Duluth, you should be applauded for that, not sanctioned.
Well, if you love Diet Coke or you know someone who loves Diet Coke, pay attention because there's a chance you could get it free for a year.
This is to name my kid Diet Coke?
No. This one's much easier. You don't have to name your kid or your pet anything. This is a contest that they do on Boss's Day.
Boss's Day.
Boss's Day.
But because so many people are working from home.
How many people are working from home?
Yeah, nice, Paul.
They decided to open it up to everyone. All you have to do is nominate someone at DietCoke.com.
Unless you live in Duluth, then you're not eligible.
You're out of the contest.
Three grand prize winners will get a year's supply of Diet Coke and other cool prizes.
So they don't get the $3,000?
Where'd you get the number $3,000 from?
You just said it.
I said three winners.
No, you said three grand prize winners, and that seems to be $3,000.
I will punch you.
So they each get the $3,000, so
in
nine
Duluth
grand.
Only.
How many people get the $3,000?
Right,
sir?
Three people get $9,000.
On to Florida, where we know things are not right.
All right.
Just like this show. Two people were arrested, accused of, quote, obviously racing at speeds of more than 100 miles per hour.
Yeah.
This was on the Skyway Bridge, and one of them was a 1991 Eagle Talon going 108. The other was a 2013 Subaru Impreza going 117.
Yeah, look at them go, especially the Subaru.
I drove one of those. I didn't think it would get up to 117.
Yeah, it will. They have to back up that silly scoop in the front.
I mean, that's bizarre. So they have all been arrested because you can't go 117 in a 65, even in Florida.
You can't?
You can't. Let's see. There is another weird story in the news. A bar from a yacht that Adolf Hitler planned to sail down the Thames to celebrate his conquest of Britain.
His bar?
The bar from a yacht that Hitler planned to sail down the Thames to celebrate his conquest of Britain.
He was going
to
sail the yacht, though. He wasn't sailing the bar.
He wasn't sailing the bar.
Yes, correct, okay. You guys.
But the bar is what we're talking about.
Yeah, so the bar is up for auction.
What bar?
The bar from the yacht that Adolf Hitler planned to sail down the Thames.
Right, but does the bar float?
No. It's on top of the... Well, it probably does. It's made out of wood. It's going to float. But it's on the yacht, and the yacht
is floating
down.
Do you guys know what a bar is? Do you ever have a bar in your house? Danny, you lived on a boat. Didn't you have a bar inside there you could make drinks?
I did not have one single possible bar.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm telling you, there's no bar. Do you mean the place where you keep your booze, or do you mean a place where you keep your sail?
It's a place that you sit up at, and somebody gives you drinks.
Yeah. There you go, that bar. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so it's a yacht. Most yachts have bars. You sit there and you get drinks.
But when you get out to sea, you can't get bars. That's so weird.
Kill you people.
What do you mean, you people?
For those of you who are following along, the bar is up for auction.
I've been following along the whole time.
Yeah, me too. It doesn't make any sense.
Going for what they believe to be $250,000.
So people still buy Hitler stuff?
They do.
I thought we were past that.
I watch a ton of TV, and I watch educational as in the sense of I don't know how you would put it. They're not like, here, we're going to watch a show and teach you math. But if you watch one of the like the History Channel shows, you'll be smarter at the end if you paid attention like that.
All right.
I watch 1,000 of them. They go by all day, and I pick one of my news. The second I see Nazi, I'm gone.
Yeah.
If it's Nazi gold, if it's did Hitler really make it to Buenos Aires, all that stuff. I don't turn off because, oh, it's Hitler. I learned all this. I'm so over Nazi stuff. There's no more Nazi stuff that we need to learn.
Well, someone's going to buy it for $250,000. And that was the news brought to you by Union Gospel Mission. Coming up at 8:50, we're going to tell you about a cool piece of Van Halen history that is up for grabs. And it is not a bar and has nothing to do with Hitler. A KZOK band is getting the gang back together for a live stream concert. You'll find out more in music news in just about 10 minutes.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
Time for some music news. Toto are back, and they have plans for a global live stream concert next month. The guitarist Duke Lukather and singer Joseph Williams revealed they've got some new band members, including John Pierce from Huey Lewis and the News, Xavier Taplin, who was the keyboardist for Prince, and they are going to be playing a tickets-only live stream concert November 21st. Tickets are on sale today. So we're experiencing concerts in a new way.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot more of that.
We're doing everything in a new way.
This is true. You know, a lot of people are missing the concert experience, and this is, for the most part, the best you can do.
I guess. Why wouldn't I just pull up an old concert on YouTube and watch it?
Well, because then you won't see the guy from Huey Lewis or Prince.
Oh, true. I won't.
True that.
Two guitars that were once owned by Eddie Van Halen are going up for auction.
Wow.
These two instruments were partially designed by Eddie Van Halen, who hand-stripped both in his iconic style. The first is a 2004 Eddie Van Halen Charvel Art Series electric guitar with a maple neck and a fingerboard in unique white and black abstract designs. And the other one was gifted to his close friend Brian Cush, who was the owner of Cush's Centenary Oyster House in L.A. He used to display it there, and Eddie Van Halen, or the band, would go and play there every time they were in town.
Now, have these guitars, and excuse my ignorance, have these guitars been played by Eddie Van Halen,
yes,
or just Eddie Van Halen guitars?
No, he did play them, and the guitars he designed helped do them, and then his guitar tech did the rest of the work on it. And so each instrument is expected to fetch between $40,000 and $80,000.
Yeah, I'm not positive he played that. That's a low price for Eddie Van Halen.
I have a feeling there are a ton of Eddie Van Halen guitars out there.
Oh, you got a point there, kiddo.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but you know, when it's something that never goes up for auction, or you know, only two or three are known to exist.
Yeah, plus at concerts and stuff, he signed them all day long, so there's Eddie Van Halen signed guitars everywhere. Yeah, that makes sense.
And we've heard a lot from people who are saying now that they got them as gifts, and like Jack White played that one on Saturday Night Live last weekend. So I think that this was the thing that Eddie did. Like, he made these guitars and then gave them away to a lot of people.
Neat.
Good point. Well, we're celebrating Rocktober this year with the Ultimate Rock Record Album Bracket. Our Rocktober Record Rumble. The top album from 32 bands went head-to-head in round one, and now the winner from each matchup has moved into the top 16. Head to kzok.com/record to vote on the next round. You are going to pick which albums move on to the top 8. Oh.
Why do the bosses continue to do this? I didn't know this because I grew up listening to radio like any other guy and gal. We're going to do the best 1,000 songs from the 1980s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was like a magic thing they just did. These things are a big hassle to put together. Anything that keeps Sarge busy, I'm down with. But this, you know, these things are difficult to get.
Well, so vote now, kzok.com/record. Entertainment and sports news are next. Some good news for wrestling fans. A change to the Sounders roster.
This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show on 102.5 KZOK FM and KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle.
An iHeart radio station.
Now, Sarah with sports and entertainment.
Vice has renewed its professional wrestling docuseries called Dark Side of the Ring for a third season.
It's a good show. I've seen only one or two episodes, but it's pretty good. There's some people you don't care about even a little bit. You never heard of them before, and all of a sudden their story is just fascinating.
Yeah, I've heard really good stuff about this. Dark Side of the Ring explores controversial stories surrounding the world of professional wrestling. For example, season two began with a two-part episode on Chris Benoit, who killed his wife Nancy and son before killing himself. Other episodes covered the death of Owen Hart, the careers of the Road Warriors and New Jack, WWE's Brawl for All. They also have other people like Chris Jericho and Jim Ross, who will be appearing again. So some controversy in wrestling, but it's a docuseries, so fascinating, I suppose.
Yeah, there's been a couple of murders where I can't remember this guy's name, but right there in the dressing room in front of people, this guy picked up a big old knife and stabbed his opponent in the locker room with everybody watching. You know, they get all juiced up on drugs and things like that, or, you know, who knows? But yeah, it's a crazy show.
Stephen Colbert will host a live Election Day special for Showtime. So that, of course, will be on Election Day, November 3rd. He'll give commentary on the election in a commercial-free special, which will be airing late, obviously, after polls have closed. Well, some bad news from the world of entertainment for many. The Charlie Brown special, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas are going to Apple TV.
Really?
Inside,
like,
exclusively?
Why is that bad news? It's TV. You could just buy it, couldn't you?
Yeah, but most of us are used to watching it for free.
Right, not buying an additional streaming service on top of what we already have.
Would you say that we have gotten used to buying stuff that used to be free?
I'm kind of over it, though, but every year for me, it's important to watch a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah.
I watch all those specials every single year, and it's on CBS or ABC or Fox. It's on a network. I don't want to have to buy Apple TV.
I've never paid for any one of those, as far as I can tell. I'm sure there were, you know, Amy did and everything. But I had to go to Hell and High Water to watch The Mandalorian, so I did it. I had to watch it on a computer, but I watched it. I mean, people will still buy anything that ends in the words TV.
Yeah, so I presently have
letters TV,
Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon Prime. We did pay for a little while for CBS All Access, and then I paid for Disney Plus so that I could watch The Mandalorian.
So what's one more, I guess?
Yeah, that's my theory on this.
That's got to be $100 right there just in streaming services.
Yeah, that's not even counting cable.
Right.
My cable bill when it was only a cable bill, there wasn't other stuff in this, was over $100 a month back then.
Right.
If you wanted HBO and all of those things, and it was weird because there was a time, I guess there's still a time, but you couldn't get local channels unless you bought them.
Crazy. Sad entertainment news. Jeff Bridges from The Big Lebowski, Oscar-winning actor, has been diagnosed with lymphoma. He said he feels optimistic about his diagnosis, and he will be beginning treatment this week and will keep his fans updated.
Yeah, it's weird to care more about one person, one human being than another, but I do. He's a movie star, and I like him, so I feel more bad for him until somebody calls me and says, hey, care about this guy. I love Jeff Bridges. I think he's just fabulous, and he finally won an Academy Award. Yeah, well-deserved.
Good actor. Liam Neeson's Honest Thief was number one at the box office. The numbers are in officially, and it earned $3.7 million.
Good on you.
Yeah. Number two, The War with Grandpa, followed by Tenet at number three. Do you need more bite in your fright? The free iHeartRadio app has got you covered with the largest selection of spooky podcasts on the planet, featuring Aaron Mankey's 13 Days of Halloween, starring Keegan-Michael Key as the caretaker. 13 original series, one per day through Halloween, in 3D, binaural audio to take you to the place in the center of the story. It's best experience with headphones on. It's super cool. You can open the iHeartRadio app, tap podcast to find this, or a trick-or-treat bag full of podcasts. Sure to make this
one. Podcasts.
And having Keegan-Michael Key involved means it's going to be spooky, right?
Ooh. Or funny.
Why?
Because he's like big on the horror movies.
Oh, is he? I can't ever tell those two apart because their names are so similar.
That's Jordan Peele.
Oh, I hope I did.
Yeah,
apparently,
see?
Apparently I thought that it was the other one, too.
Yeah.
It's either Key or Peele. It's not. He didn't do it.
Let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI? Call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
1-800-DUI-AWAY.
Monday Night Football, two games yesterday. The Chiefs beat the Bills 26-17. Cardinals, Cowboys. Ugly game for the Cowgirls. 38-10. And
she's calling them the Cowgirls?
Is that such a thing?
That's just what people who don't like the Cowboys call them.
Yeah, but you don't call them that in the middle of a sports report.
Sports!
About the Cowgirls.
The cheerleaders could have played better football than the Cowboys last night.
Oh, I would watch
that. Cheerleaders?
Yeah.
I thought they had to go away because of Me Too.
You can't get rid of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
I don't think you can either, but I think a lot of weird stuff has happened.
Seahawks up next, Arizona in Arizona, 105 start time on Fox. And up next for the Sounders, Portland, 7:30 on Thursday.
Those Sounders.
According to head coach Brian Schmetzer, one of the Seattle Sounders is getting traded.
It Schmetzer?
Is Handwalla Bwana is going to Nashville.
Who?
Handwalla Bwana. Which I always thought it was weird because his name looks like handball.
You can't do that in soccer.
No, you can't do that in soccer.
Tonight we've got the World Series. The Dodgers will face the Tampa Bay Rays. The matchup will be in Texas. We have a 5 o'clock start time. And let's see, I forgot already what channel that's on. Fox.
Just say Fox.
Fox at 5:11. I don't know why, but baseball picks weird times. Lastly, in sports, Phil Mickelson and Peyton Manning are set to return to the golf course, but this time new opponents. Tiger Woods and Tom Brady are out. Phil Mickelson and Peyton Manning will be joined by Charles Barkley.
Nice.
And Steph Curry.
Wow.
Mickelson will be paired with Barkley. Charles, not Gnarls. While Peyton...
Oh, is this not Charles Barkley?
I totally get that. He's the scary one, right?
Yeah, right. He does all those horror movies.
Peyton Manning will be teamed up with Steph Curry. The match will be on noon the day after Thanksgiving. It'll be on TNT.
Like I had a Charles Barkley song to pick from.
But you got this one, and I appreciate it.
The cool news is they will be raising money for charity.
Cool.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-AWAY. I just want to sit around and listen to Gnarls Barkley, well, I guess we can. But show's not over yet.
No, we got a lot of stuff to do, Sarah. Are you kidding? You got another shot at winning $1,000. That's coming up in just minutes. Then, fall in Seattle can get wet and gray, but here in the studio, it's really heating up. Sarah's filthy forecast comes your way at 9:30, so stick around for that.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
It's Sarah with your filthy forecast. You are about to get blasted from behind. This big, thick storm is about to slam into us. Sure. It sneaks in through the back door of last week's storm.
Oh, yeah, baby.
To drop a lot of sticky, wet stuff all over us.
Man.
It's a bum deal for those of you who had plans this week. Instead, you'll get blown and stay wet. What? Wind blowing. No ifs, ands, or buts. This will be a nasty storm. 54 for the high. Rain and wind. It's an indoor kind of week. Stock up on asinine games and enjoy the ride. More fun and games could be yours. Just be here Thursday for another round. With the best weather front in Seattle, I'm Sarah.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't even disguise your filth anymore. You just come and say a bunch of filthy words and then say all sexy, I'm Sarah. We all know that you're filthy, young lady. That was Sarah's filthy forecast. And by the way, the filthy forecast, that is brought to you by Pinto's Gun Shop. That is where gun enthusiasts shop.
102.5 KZOK.
While today's show comes to a close, Wednesdays are always really fun. At 7:30, it's Danny Bonaduce, life coach. And then at 7:50, giving you a chance to win a Seattle Kraken vote shirt.
Allie is up next to rock you into your workday and give you three more chances to win $1,000. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, so stick around. Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.